I arrived in Sri Lanka in the middle of July to find the north and east in the grip of a severe drought. It was heartbreaking. They are on the edge of a catastrophe. The drought situation was entering a new phase. With the seasonal rains not due until late October and the first crops in late November, many believers fear they will not survive until then without help. It is now the second week of August, and the situation has deteriorated. In the north and east, where most of our churches are located, there has been little rain in the past 18 months. They are suffering their worst drought in 40 years. And the vast majority of crops and home garden produce has died. And the wells are drying up. Over the years, many have just got by in the dry season, but this is different. It is uncharted territory, and no one quite sure what will happen. Most of our churches are in Tamil areas, where the 25-year civil war was fought. When the war ended in 2009, it left a legacy of a rundown infrastructure. As a result, the majority of our people live off the land. And without help, when the land dies, they die. We were to spend 5 days travelling around the country, visiting the believers to see how they were coping. Sadly, we found the same fears everywhere. We travelled north to one of the worst hit areas and visited a widow in Vishwanadu.
As a grandmother, she looked after 2 children, grandchildren, and plus 1 kidney failure son, granddaughter's husband. So she go now house to house and try to get jobs, whoever give any jobs, and she do. So now that also not available, people are not giving any jobs because of the no water. So she's struggling at the moment. Said, I'm dying every day. That's what she used.
So, Jaken, if in 1 month's time the whole area could run out of water?
Yes, if it's not going to rain, that's going to be a problem for them. So, even 3 days ago, they dig the well again, about another 4 feet, they got a little bit of water. That also not clean water, that's like muddy water. Water is not clean. It's not a clean. It's like a dirty water is coming up. Plants are dying and they're not watering to the plants because they want to keep the water for their drinking and washing themselves.
We visited another family, the mother of 5 children. She'd barely coped so far, but water was about to run out. How is she going to survive the next few months, with daily temperatures in the mid-30s, and no access to water, or money for food? How does she get food?
The garden is a little bit vegetables comes, we lose that one. But so children can't clean themselves, we don't clean yourself, you get sickness. The local wells, sometimes they don't allow us to use it because of they need the water themselves. Sometimes we need to walk many miles to get water. Go in the push bicycle, back of the bicycle and bring the water. Now, they're struggling for the water. Somebody's supplying the Bowser. They're charging for that high amount. This should be big. Because of the no water, the small, the foods are not growing bigger. And then for the heat, it's becoming dry.
These are lemon fruit, but normally this one, you will see the lemon tree there. That is the poor people normally they give the fruit, that one is selling, they come in for small income. Normally, like this method, more water is coming out. But this dry, no water is coming. It's very sad, this family is very poor. They need this family some help and water also.
The next day we travelled south to Batticaloa. We visited Urgamum, where the government supplied water butts.
The morning, fill this tank. The 2 hours, 3 hours, finish everything.
We spoke to a widow about the water problems.
All water is a different colour. One colour, one yellow colour, one white colour. It's different colour. That water is drinking, is coming, sickness coming. Okay, his body is, he can't drink that water.
Employment is very limited. Sorting peanuts provides just a few days seasonal work. Widows with children have little choice but to stay and eke out a living, mainly in seasonal agricultural work. Traditionally, families borrow to plant crops and pay back at harvest time. With a succession of poor harvests, many are now in debt.
It's same problem. No lunch, no dinner. It's very difficult life. Church also not helping. After what can do me? My life is finished. I'm dying. No, any my children are crying. How is I give them my grandchildren's food? That is my last word. I am dying.
We travelled a short distance to Kawedanaru and sadly found the same sort of extreme hardship when we visited another family.
How many children do
you have?
Elder daughter is 18 and 17. What is it? 5 years old.
That's,
before years also some water, some fatty fields better. But this year total is failure. That is the reason I can't do anything. Is evangelist same problems and that we change widows and believers same problem. This is the situation.
Rain not come, so water problem, lost all home. Garden and the paddy field or lost water problem.
Karan said he is visited some houses. My church believers have no food sometime. He's thinking, oh my dear God, I am burning this one. His feeling is better run away, but he doesn't like God run away. The churches, please help my believers. I not run away. Current thinking, he will ask the help, the LFC and First Jaykant and all ask the helping, give the Amish people.
We travelled to North Mutur, visiting Viramaniga. It was the first church to be planted. Half the families have no father, as many were killed in the war, and others moved away for work. Viramaniga is a forsaken area, desperately poor and needy. Government help is minimal. These are poor areas of which few people in big cities like Colombo are aware. The Tamils were the losers in the civil war, and many feel there is little sympathy for them after years of hostility. The church is next to the school. They already give lunch to around 120 children each day. The school children are so poor. Many come to school without breakfast and faint in the heat. The main village well has run dry. The church well is the best in the village, but it has dropped nearly 2 feet in the last fortnight and is nearly empty. The nearest alternative supply is 6 miles away. We visited a grandmother in the village who was struggling to find work to survive.
Without rain, it's any personal self-employment. It's another idea we have. It's very hard work. It's work cutting firewood and selling. So children's major job also cutting firewood. That children's job. So children's life also very difficult. We don't like to interfere to children's rights. So without that job, it's difficult to leave this world.
What is our response? We know we have a wonderful Heavenly Father who tenderly cares for every need. Our resources are limited, so we're doing what we can. LEFC have started sending out water bowsers to the villages. They own 3. LEFC are increasing the meals they give, initially to the most needy, but food costs are rising. They are giving out food parcels for families. 350 were given out in the first week of August. They're looking to dig existing wells deeper and to build new ones in each church village. Some conventional wells, others deeper tube wells with pumps, all hand operated. LEFC also want to buy more land near churches where there is a better underground water supply. And to employ church believers to cultivate it. They have already bought a number of acres in different sites. Longer term, we need to help the people develop their own businesses. We have asked all the LEFC churches to tell us their needs, and more than 625 families across 40 churches need our immediate support. Numbers could rise over the next few months if the rains do not come. However, the needs are overwhelming and far exceed our resources. We also try to follow a biblical principle and look to our sister churches who support LEFC. The Apostle Paul arranged a collection for the poor in Judea and urged the other churches to help. We read in 2 Corinthians 8, verses 13 to 14. For I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but that as a matter of fairness, your abundance at the present time should supply their need, so that their abundance may supply your need, that there may be fairness. And in 2 Corinthians 9 verse 12, for the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many thanksgivings to God. If you would like to help, please either contact Gary Donaldson or go to our website.